Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Music Monday. Today, we're going to do something just a little bit different. We're going to go back to October 16th of last year and replay an episode featuring the song Praise the Lord from Micah Tyler. It is my wife who asked me to repeat this song today because the first 2 months of this year have been particularly stressful and a struggle for our family. And this song, Praise the Lord, has ministered to my wife specifically over this time because it is through our praise that she has found and that we all can find the peace and compassion from God to deal with those struggles that we are going through. So for all of you out there who've had a tough couple first 2 months of this year, this episode's for you. I hope you enjoy it one more time. As we start this brand new week, I know that many of us are feeling a great deal of concern about what's happening over in Israel. It's not good any time that there's a war, particularly when innocents are being killed. But in this case, this war involves Israel, and we know that country has a very special place in our beliefs and in our relationship with God and in regards to many of the significant prophecies that are in the Bible. The result is that you may be feeling a great deal of stress because of what's taking place there. The destruction, the death, the uncertainty, all of that can weigh heavily upon us. So I began to look through scripture and to find places where people were doing battle, whether it be a physical battle or emotional battle or just dealing with a lot of stress, and how they dealt with it. There's some beautiful examples. In the New Testament, you can read about Paul and Silas in prison, locked up in chains and singing and praising God in the middle of the night. That's one instance of it. And there are several examples in the Old Testament, including Judges chapter 20, which we will talk about a little bit later on. But the one I want to take a look at right now is found in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Israel's king Jehoshaphat got word that he was about to be attacked. The scripture tells us that he was terrified. So he called the nation to a time of prayer and fasting and to seek what God would have them do. Then down in verse 20, the scripture tells us this. Early the next morning, the army of Judah went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And on the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed." After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord, praising him for his holy splendor. And this is what they sang. "Give thanks to the Lord. His faithfulness endures forever." At the very moment they began to sing and give praise, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting amongst themselves. And as you read on, you find out these armies destroyed each other, and the people of Israel did not even have to do the battle. It's one of those great stories of the Old Testament that I really love. But the fact that God commanded that those who led the way into battle would be the singers, the praisers, and the musicians speaks volumes about what God wants from us. When we have to go into battle for ourselves or for someone else, or when we're facing some really difficult and stressful times, what should be first within us is praising God. Today's song talks a lot about exactly that. It's a song by Micah Tyler called Praise the Lord. It is really an uplifting song and a very fun song to sing and even more fun to watch the video. In fact, I had more fun watching this video than many others I've watched over the last while. It is really good because it lifts your spirit and gives you a positive perspective on what your day is. Micah Tyler, in describing the song, said this, "My new song, Praise the Lord, may seem a little bit simple, but at the end of the day, it's got a depth to it. If you look back at the text in Judges chapter 20, whenever Israel would go into battle, the tribe of Judah would lead the way. Why? Because Judah means praise. Praise is how we begin our battles. We fight our battles by loving Jesus and knowing that we can trust him no matter what. And we know that the scripture tells us that in this world there will be trouble, but we take heart because he has overcome the world. And for that, we can praise the Lord." My hope and prayer for all of us right now is that we don't let the weight of the problems of this world overcome us. Our God is greater than the problems. In fact, he is so great and so good that he is in control even right now. And that is one of the main reasons why we can praise him. We can thank him for who he is and we can worship him, because no matter what battles are being fought, no matter how heavy it may seem, our God is still in control. He is all powerful. He is all knowing, and he has promised to be faithful to his people. He is a good God who is capable of things beyond what we could ever ask or imagine. And we have no idea what's going to play out immediately in Israel, but we do know that God is in control. I'm going to leave you with just a short clip of Praise the Lord by Micah Tyler. And in your show notes, there will be the YouTube link to go and watch the video. I encourage you to do it. It's really a great video. Have a great day, my friends. Keep the faith. Don't let fear win. And we will talk again tomorrow.